Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome to How to Matter, where to matter makes a difference, and to make a difference matters. Recently, my daughter and grandson stopped by for dinner. That's one of the things they do from time to time, and a real treat for my wife and I. At any rate, my grandson was excited about going to kindergarten this fall, so we were chatting about that. And my daughter is an entrepreneur, so we were talking about some of her business ventures. And during the course of the conversation, we mentioned luck as one of the topics that just kind of spontaneously came up, like topics do when you're just sitting around having a nice time. My daughter indicated that she likes to buy a lottery ticket from time to time, and that she really doesn't expect to win, but it's sort of fun scratching off the ticket and thinking about whether or not she would win. That got me to thinking later on about a conversation I had with my grandfather many years ago. My wife and I had taken a few days to go visit him in Florida and to kind of enjoy the sunshine and the warm Florida weather during the winter. At one point, we were having breakfast, and while we were sitting there enjoying breakfast and each other, I noticed that he had a particularly unusual seashell on his table. And I said to him, "That's a really unusual seashell. That's really nice." And he told me that he had found it on the beach and kind of explained how he had come across that particular seashell. And I said to him, "That was pretty lucky of you finding that fine seashell on the beach. You know, not everybody who goes out looking for seashells finds one at all, and particularly they don't find anything as nice or unusual as that." He kind of smiled and he laughed and he said, "Yes, I was. I was very lucky, particularly for a guy who was already on the beach and looking at 6:30 in the morning. All of the good shells are gone after that." Grandpa's point has stuck with me over the years that there is luck, and then there is the luck of those who are already on the beach at 6:30 and looking. I guess the idea is that there is just the simple kind of luck, as in playing the lottery, like my daughter was looking for when she bought the lottery ticket. And then there was something Grandpa later referred to as smart luck. That's the kind of luck that you have when you're already on the beach and looking at 6:30 in the morning. The notion seems to be that luck varies from person to person, but also it varies in terms of the behavior and approach that people are using in terms of the things that sometimes result in what appears to be good luck. One of the things that I've found over the years is that luck tends to favor the prepared. And I discovered fairly early on, as I recall, that the more prepared I was, the more time I spent getting ready, the more I looked into situations and circumstances, the better my luck, the more likely I was to have a positive experience, the more likely I was to have something happen, unexpected, definitely, but something happening that improved my situation, that improved the outcome, that made it possible to do things in a way different than I had originally planned or had originally thought was likely. I think that somewhat subconsciously, I had kind of expanded on Grandpa's idea of smart luck, that the smarter you are about how you approach situations and circumstances, the more careful you are in terms of understanding and thinking through events and possibilities, the more likely you are to have good luck, the more likely you are to have outcomes that sometimes even might surprise you. I know that that's happened to me from time to time. As I prepare and think about and really attend to a particular situation or circumstance, I begin to see things within that situation that I had not anticipated, that I did not know were there. And through that process, the outcomes tend to be better. The outcomes tend to be more positive. The outcomes tend to appear to be more like really, really good luck. I think there is probably an important conclusion, or maybe even an important principle in there someplace. I think it has to do with perhaps not depending on luck, the kind of luck you get from playing the lottery or serendipity or just something unexpected happening out of the blue, so to speak. That's not a basis for making decisions, making choices, making plans. But smart luck, the kind of luck that comes through preparation, through thought and due consideration, through analysis and evaluation, through careful planning, if you will, that kind of smart luck is something that I have come to depend on. And I suggest that you give some serious thought to perhaps coming to depend on it yourself. Thank you for joining me for this episode of How to Matter. I'm Dr. Gary Crowe, and if you would like to get in touch, my email is gac@drgarycrowe.com. On Twitter, I am Dr. Gary Crowe. My website is www.drgarycrowe.com. You can subscribe to How to Matter on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, or any podcast player of your choice. I sure hope we have a chance to visit again soon.